Big shout out to BetterHelp. BetterHelp supports your mental health goals every step of the way. Listeners get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/broadcast. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/broadcast for 10% off your first month.
Yes, and that's not BetterHop, Erica.
Nope.
It's not BetterHole. Okay, nope. And it's certainly not BetterHealth, dumbass. It's BetterHelp.
Right. You guys, life is so busy and your well-being is important. Athletic Greens makes it so easy to get the vitamins you need every day with just one scoop. Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase.
One-year supply?
1 year.
Erica, I'm sorry to cut you off. An entire year?
I know. Can you believe that?
I don't know. I can't. Sorry. Continue.
Visit athleticgreens.com/broads for a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. That's athleticgreens.com/broads.
Welcome to the broadcast with your hosts, Ricky Hollywood and Emma VP. Starring those same two broads. Why am I still talking? Start the show.
Welcome back to the Broadcast Podcast. Happy 2022, aka the year of the broads. I'm your verified host, bitch, Ricky Hollywood. Let's hit that party music. Woo!
Right, we don't have party music. We didn't prepare for this. Woo! Okay, you want to make
just
make
yeah, just
sense?
Like role play. Like,
beep,
oh.
Beep, 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 bop, bop, beep, beep, boop,
I can't
bop.
Hear you verified. Over that, beep, beep, that boop, music.
Bop, bop, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, bop. We're in the club, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what the club sounds like. You're right. That's right, broads. Ricky Hollywood is verified, and everyone needs to know. I'll break down the whole story as to how this blue checkmark miracle happened. But I guess I should go ahead and introduce my co-host in the meantime.
Yep.
She's your favorite obsessive dog mom, the seemingly always unemployed writer. Ooh. She's a little punk-ass bitch, but I love her dumbass anyway. It's my partner in crime, Emma VP. What's the 411 on, Sister Spice?
Oh, not much is going on, Rick. Happy to be spinning with you week in, week out.
Every week.
I guess I am seemingly always unemployed, but, you know, for half the year or more, I was employed. Actually, a lot more, because I was doing HBO stuff before Nickelodeon.
Right.
So I don't know where that comes from, but that's okay. I can't wait to spin with you, Erica. That little tease at the top with the verification. Still a little bit of a mystery to me, so I can't wait to find out more about this.
Oh, what a plug. All right, broads, we're back with another spectacular episode of this weekly program. And you know what, Emma? I think
what?
The show is better than ever.
I have to agree, Erica. I mean, what else would be the golden age of the broadcast, you know, for all the years? Maybe that time in, like, what was it, like 2013? We had, like, Lady Gaga on, I think.
Oh, that was a big app, yeah.
That was a big episode. That one did numbers. But maybe apart from that, I think now is the new golden age of the broadcast podcast.
Absolutely. It just goes to show we don't need guests. And no, once again, it's not that we can't book guests. We know lots of famous people who are actually like begging to come on.
Yeah.
It's that we just don't want them.
Yeah, we don't need them.
We carry this damn program and I can't wait to bang out another one of these bad girls today, Veeps.
Oh, me too, partner. You're revving my engine with that one.
Ugh. Speaking of banging, Emma,
yep.
We have a banger show planned.
Ooh.
We're going to catch you little broadies up on our lives, talk about my Twitter verification, which I know you all tuned in for, Jet's big 31st birthday coming up tomorrow, whatever insignificant bullshit's going on in Emma's life, then we'll wrap this baby up with some good old-fashioned Q and broads. But first and foremost, before we can get to any of that, we have to read the literal fuck out of some ad copy. Irma, you trying to go halvesies on this bad bitch?
Oh, you know it, Rick. Shout out. To our sponsors, pays the bills, keeps us going. Gotta get that cash.
Ooh. Today's episode of the Broadcast Podcast is brought to you by Respect.
Respect. Do you constantly find yourself in professional and or social situations where hot, talented people ignore your very existence, or perhaps worse, call you names like Buckteeth Betty, Dumbass f***ing Idiot, or Shitty Ideas Rodriguez?
Maybe your own family members spit on you as they walk by your sorry ass making a bowl of off-brand Raisin Bran, and you won't even defend your honor by punching them straight in the taint.
If any of this resonates with you, I've never been more sure in my GD life that you're in need of respect.
Respect is a feeling of appreciation and esteem for fellow humans, cute dogs, works of art, and in rare cases, oneself.
While in theory all people should invest in respect for others, some individuals may have a reputation for doing stupid-ass shit like blasting techno music at 3 a.m. or committing heinous crimes like a big murder, and therefore may not be deserving of respect.
However, if you're a good person or just a regular level asshole, you can earn the respect of your peers today by contributing literally anything of value to conversation, holding the door for your own mom, or listening to even a single thing your wife has to say.
Broadcast podcast listeners can be respectful today by giving another man a firm handshake or leaving a glowing review of this very program.
Respect. Put her there, brother.
Oh, put her there, brother. Shout out to Respect. I love Respect, Erica. I respect you.
Thanks. I appreciate that, buddy. So we've said our pleasantries and expertly taken care of business like we were put on this burning earth to do.
Oh, we sure did.
Now there's only one thing left to do, little slut. Okay. Let's head down to the broadcast.
Let's do it.
All right, so Emma, you wrote here, break down the whole Verified story. Yeah. I don't really have a story. I was driving back from yoga and I got an email and it was like, congrats, like you got verified finally. And I was like, what? So then I texted you and I was like, oh my God, what should I tweet? It's my first verified tweet. And collectively together, you came up with butt cheeks as my first verified tweet.
Just butt cheeks, straight up.
Yep. So I just tweeted regular butt cheeks and then replied to the butt cheeks and wrote, sorry, promised myself that would be my first verified tweet.
And it killed, right?
It did really well.
Slayed.
It did really well. A lot of people were retweeting it. Butt Cheeks itself got a lot of retweets. A lot of the comments got a lot of retweets. A lot of people were just tweeting Butt Cheeks back at me. Like, it was a really, really great.
That's awesome. Maybe you start like a little trend even. People were like, hey, Butt Cheeks. Butt Cheeks to you.
And like, oh, Butt Cheeks to you as well.
Solid Butt Cheeks. That's awesome. So there isn't more to the story than the fact that you just received a simple email, your Gmail account that said, hey, congratulations. This remarkable thing has happened to you.
Yeah, it was like you've been finally selected.
And we think it's the NFL, like, submitted you, like, what was it, a decade ago?
Yeah, thank you for that. But, so I was, like, feeling all good, and, like, I was just like, this is it. It's a new life. Like, I had, like, a little bit more pep in my step.
Yep.
Jet didn't really care or treat me any differently. I thought my parents might, like, text me and be like, whoa, cool.
This is big. Our kids are verified.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
None of that.
Nothing. So okay. I was just like, ugh, like this kind of stinks. But then I was like kind of feeling, I'm like, but I'm still feeling good. So I applied for myself to get verified on Instagram.
Okay.
I was like, I'm riding this high. Like they'll go to my Twitter, they'll see I'm verified there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it got like rejected immediately. And now I have to wait 30 more days before I can submit again.
Jeez. That backfired, huh?
Yeah.
So now you feel like you're reeling back. Maybe you're back to zero kind of thing.
Yeah. But no. I feel like I got to be honest with you, buddy.
Yeah, please.
Every time I tweet, I'm like, my tweets are more important than some other people's tweets.
100%. People see your tweets now and they're like, yes, that makes sense. Like, oh, I trust her. This must be.
That is a real celebrity.
That's a good source. She's a celebrity. She deserves this.
I was trying to explain to my parents who were in town this past week, like, what verified means. And I was like, it means that you're big enough to be known that if someone found my account, would they be like, is this really Erica Tamposi's account?
Yes.
Like, is Erica someone that people could be making, like, alternate accounts by? Or, like, is that really Lady Gaga tweeting? Yeah, it's verified. That's her
account. How you know. Yeah.
Right. So,
that's a good way to explain it.
So Ricky Hollywood got verification, which means, there's a lot of Ricky wannabes out here. This is actually Ricky.
I have a question for you, Erica. Are you happy?
Yeah. Yes.
So the check mark brought you happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Because, you never know what brings one happiness. They say money can't buy happiness. I disagree. You know,
I disagree, too.
If money can't buy you happiness, how do you explain heated steering wheels? Yeah. Yachts. I don't know. It certainly can. This wasn't money. This was the work of Janet at NFL.
Right.
Sort of. But I'm glad that you found happiness. I can't wait until I find it in the form of Twitter verification.
Right, right.
It must be, mine must be on the way, right?
Definitely, definitely. I think you should try Instagram too, which is like kind of annoying. It said I didn't meet the requirements, but I'm like, I gave you all the articles about me and like how famous I am and my Twitter account that's verified. And I have, you know, a lot of followers. I hate the way I'm sounding, even though I'm joking right now. I absolutely hate it. Just know that I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so another big thing, exciting. Colleen and I were asked to present at the iHeart Podcast Awards hosted by Jenna Fischer from The Office.
Oh.
And there was like a whole red carpet and we were going to have like a limo service and we got a plus one.
Really?
Because it was Jet's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe when you hear this today. So January 13th. I did think it was the 11th. Had to check Facebook this week. Mm-hmm. You know, I always flip those. But
for your own partner. Yep.
Right. So
thank God.
Actually,
for
what happens is I forwarded Jet the email, and I was like, holy shit! Like, this is so cool. They're gonna have us present like the one sports award category of every, you know, whatever they want Colleen and I to do it.
Wow.
From Split Ends. And I was like, red carpet and hair and makeup and all that kind of stuff. And I like sent the screenshot to Jet and she was like, oh my God, that's my birthday. And I was like, oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I sent it to you.
We could go. And then I wrote an email back to the promoter guy and I was like, hey, could I get a plus one for the old ball and chain for the red carpet? And they were like, yeah. But now it's moved to virtual because of the old COVID.
Yikes. So that's a much shittier version, a much less of an ask. No red carpet.
Nothing.
Just
well,
a
actually,
Zoom.
They are. They want to send a camera crew to my house and film the presentation.
I don't believe you.
I swear.
Why would they spend money that way?
I don't know either.
That
but
is
I will
such
show
a waste
you,
of money.
I will show
I love you
the
you,
email.
But, show it to me.
I will show you the email.
Good. I don't know who's spending money on that. So they moved to virtual. You're just gonna look at a screen. Famous people. You might as well just be on any Zoom.
Right.
But you're still gonna do it.
Yeah.
You guys have a bit?
I don't think it's tomorrow. I think it is, they're pushing it and they're trying to, get it because of, what the hell am I trying to do?
I don't know what you're trying to do. I can't read your screen right now, Eric, and this isn't good podcasting, you know, because it's visual, but you can definitely tell me later.
Okay.
That's true. All right, partner, let's save this one for, offline.
I just actually copied and pasted it in the chat, Emma, if you want to read that out loud from the email.
Okay. So it says, number one, we can have a small film crew come to them. Location dependent. That's very important. This crew would include a camera operator, audio engineer, and production manager / health and safety manager following COVID compliance. Our producers would have a live feed to the shoot and would help direct Colleen and Erica in their specific creative.
Right.
And so when was that sent out? And how quickly was it squashed?
It was sent out last week, and Colleen and I are like, we don't know if we want to really do it.
Okay, so you squashed it.
Yeah. But, okay. I mean, let's be real. We're probably going to do it.
Okay.
We're probably going to do it. So.
All right. I guess I'm wrong. When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong, to quote my friend Dave Damashek, who quotes the late, great Jerry Orbach at the end of Dirty Dancing.
Nice.
Yeah. So, all right. I can't wait for that film crew for them to spend all that money for the Zoom iHeart Radio Awards. That seems like a great way to spend money.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I think it's like really kind of goes to show, you know, the leap that I have taken in my career this year.
That they want you for virtual award show.
Yeah, they didn't want anyone else.
Okay. What else is going on with you, partner?
Nothing. My parents were in town. We did a lot of hiking, and I took them to hot yoga, and we were being healthy. And when we also did nightly dinners and drinks, aka not healthy.
Okay.
We, you know, went to the Comedy Store, saw some great acts there, saw Sebastian and Marc Maron. Actually, Anthony got us the seats and then decided not to go because he didn't feel good.
Okay.
So we didn't get to see him, which was a bummer, but we had some amazing dinners out. So that was pretty good. My dad, after a few drinks, kept calling Jet a valley girl because she says like a lot.
Oh, okay. That's insulting. I like that, Big John. Good stuff.
Yeah.
But he's
a
parent. He's a dad, so he can say that kind of stuff, and it's not insulting.
I think it even got to the point where even Jet was like, John, like...
Enough.
Like, stop.
John, cut the crap.
And my mom was like, John.
Yeah. Just kidding, Big John. You can say whatever you want. Next time I see you.
We're at the famous El Compadre where they light the Margs on fire. The best, you know, restaurant in L.A. Said by everyone.
Shout out.
I leaned over to Jet when we're at the bar over our flaming Margs and I go, does it bug you when my dad calls you a valley girl? Because I will cut off my entire family and never talk to them again if it really upsets you.
Yeah.
And she got a good laugh out of that.
Good. Good. It's good you can make each other laugh. It's important.
Yeah. It's all we have. So I have an unofficial agent asking me a log line on how to pitch me. And you guys, I got to be honest with you. Emma and I were completely stumped.
Yeah. So you have an unofficial agent.
Right.
Sort of, I guess. And they're like, how can we sell this young lady? Like, how can we market
What the hell can we do with you?
Who better to ask than this woman herself? You, Ricky Hollywood. And
I'll lift up the skirt a little bit here. So I had a couple meetings with a couple different agencies. One agent and I really clicked, had a few meetings. They were like, hey, we want to move forward. We think you're fantastic. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yep.
Like, this is cool. This is so great. And then he was like, but you're kind of like a nobody, so we're not going to put pen to paper.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we'll see if we can get anyone to bite first.
You're really lifting up the skirt.
Yeah.
I like the vulnerability on the show.
But I asked people, I'm like, is this normal? And they're like, yeah, when you're just starting out, like, they don't want to bet all their chips on you because, like, you can't get them any money.
Yeah.
Right.
You just got verified. Yeah.
I can't really bring anything to the table for them.
Yes.
But they can
bring everything to your table.
Every single
literally thing, metaphorically,
right? But I can't, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, I know exactly what you mean. So we need to sell the hell out of you in a log line. And and so you initially sent this to me, Erica, and I got some news for you, sister. I came up with a couple ideas.
Oh my God, what?
So I'm gonna run a few by you. Let me know if any stick.
Okay.
And then hopefully we can just copy and paste this bad girl right into an email. Problem solved.
Okay.
Money rolling in.
Yep.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. Spunky sports podcasting girl who is also funny. Just trust me, all right? What do you have to lose? Literally nothing. And worst case scenario, it'll just be fun to have her at your office. She likes to do pranks and make little videos. Call me or die.
Okay. So you think that's what my agent should send to a pitch?
Yeah. I did it in a few different ways. That's for your unofficial agent to literally copy and
unofficial,
paste
from
your email to his or hers. And so that's so it's in their voice already. They didn't even have to do the work.
Got it.
Okay. The next one's a little more official. New Hampshire royalty turned LA transplant who has a knack for audio-only mediums, occasionally funny tweets, and a wild, unearned desire to be the biggest star this world has ever seen.
That sounds spot on.
Right on the money,
right? I don't
know
about the unearned part.
You don't?
No, I feel like I've put in the time.
Hmm.
I feel like I've got the backing to show it.
Yeah, maybe the time, but I don't know about the work. All right, here's another one. Okay, this one might be my favorite.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a 2-in-1 shampoo? Yes? Well, you know how it's kind of shitty, but gets the job done? That's Erica J. Tamposi in a nutsack. You get 2-for-1 in that she's sporty and funny, but isn't exactly a world beater in either category. And so that's just a couple sentences.
So you're saying, you know, let's call my unofficial agent, you know, Susie.
Yes.
So Susie could just literally copy and paste that and send it to Netflix or send it to Amazon or okay.
Name a network. Go ahead. Name a network.
I feel
she
like
can send it to them.
I feel like if Susie sent that out,
yes,
and someone read that, they'd be like, "Holy shit, this girl is the best thing since sliced bread.
This is funny. She self aware."
Right.
You know, good writer, or has a friend that might be a good writer. I don't know. It's true and it's funny, and I don't know, Erica.
I don't know if it's true, but what's your next one?
All right, the last one. Erica Tamposi, aka Ricky Hollywood, is a rock star on the mic. Not literally, she's not a musician at all, actually, or any type of headliner, but she's verified on Twitter, which is probably the most important thing when you really think about it. Give her a chance, and I'll write you a check for 100 smackers if it doesn't work out. So again, that's another one Susie can just copy and paste. It's already in her voice.
Okay.
$100 is nothing to these people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if she puts $100 on the line, Erica, of her own money, you're trying to tell me that they're not gonna accept that?
Yeah. Susie, just bet on me. Just trust
Literally
me.
Literally bet on you.
Just get me in the door, and I promise you it'll be great.
Yeah, I think all those are, like, just describe you in the few sentences that a log line should.
Yeah.
So Does anyone stand out right
now? Let me think about that.
Okay.
That's
fine.
The first one still kind of got me laughing.
Yes.
Like, literally nothing. And worst case scenario, it'll just be fun to have her at your office.
Worst case scenario. Sometimes you have to pitch yourself that way. Like, right. Who is this hurting? Like,
right. You're going to have a great day.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be funny.
She likes to do pranks and little videos.
Yeah. 1 year, you have a little prankster around the office.
Yeah. What? Who's that going to hurt?
Yeah.
No one. Okay. I got some other news, buddy. I got booked for a cameo from a broadcast fan. Shout out to Leslie.
Shout out.
It was from Anay? I don't know how you say that. Mm-hmm. So good thing I didn't do the cameo because I totally dropped the ball and forgot to record it and it expired. So my bad, Leslie. But I guess she's also the one that sent you about the turtles in Morristown. So broadcast super
shout
fan.
Shout out. Shout really out to Morristown.
Sorry I didn't get you your cameo. But maybe you didn't even know about it. So,
is that the first time you missed one, Erica?
And it was, actually.
Oh, geez. And it's to someone from my hometown?
And that's someone that's actually like a fan of mine. Yeah. Not like, hey, what's Anthony Jeselnik like?
Those would be good ones. Well, sorry about that, Leslie. Shout out to you. Hopefully this feels similar.
This is better. You didn't even have to pay for it.
Organic. Yes.
And exactly. You get Emma. I was like waiting. Mm-hmm. You get, I think, 48 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was going to do it, but then I went to yoga and then I was ugly. And I was like, they're not going to pay $25 for an ugly cameo.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, I might see Emma. Mm-hmm. And then I bailed on plans this weekend because my parents were in town with you. So then I was like, okay, I'll do it. And then I forgot. And then it expired, you know?
Well, speaking of ugly, and that's your word, not mine, Erica, you sent me a screen grab today of you conducting interviews for the company you work for.
Correct.
Okay, and you...
One of them. You don't know which one.
No, of course. A company. And you clearly, on this Zoom, Erica, came straight from hot yoga. I'm talking hair up, tank top, sweat, your cheeks is beet red as a fucking Jolly Rancher. Okay? And you're on there, like, smiling... pretending that you didn't just come from yoga. You couldn't even throw on a blouse.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not even a t-shirt, Erica. Yep. Nothing. Even sleeves. You know how unprofessional that looks.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
you do.
I do. Of course I do. But Emma, you sent the text that just really kind of summed it up.
Mm.
And she wrote, Emma writes, super unprofessional, but so true to yourself, which you got to respect.
Yeah. I mean, it is in keeping with who you are. You know, you're not going to change yourself, even in the most professional of situations.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. I'm me.
Where your other colleagues were on the call, yes. And yeah, the real businessmen and women.
Yep.
And they saw this. And like, that makes sense. That's fine that she came to this interview.
Yeah, I was sort of like, ooh, this is crazy. But then I also was like,
bad luck.
F this. I left my yoga class 5 minutes early to get home for this call.
Yeah, like, but maybe.
I could have been namasteing a little bit longer.
Good. I feel like maybe you should have planned the interview different, you know, like should have been your priority. No?
No.
Okay. Hopefully no one from your company is listening to this.
What are
they
going to say?
And that goes for a lot of things.
What are they going to say to me?
Dress more professionally so that the people who are interviewing, like feel more comfortable. Like these people are all dressed up.
I feel like this guy or girl felt very comfortable. I feel like I was very, like, easy to approach. And I even made a joke, like, sorry, like, just worked out on my lunch break because I'm so busy today and
that's
this
hot.
Is my only time. Yeah. And he was like, oh, okay, cool.
I'm
fuck
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't
know. Also, I was the only female on the call, so what are they, I'm going to have three men tell me that I was sweaty on a Zoom call? Try me. Try me.
That's true. That's right, Erica. That's
you
a good way
mean?
To live
like,
your life.
What
yeah.
are you going to say?
Yeah.
What are you going to say? That my tits were sweating from
right.
my tank top?
I don't
from
think
a hot
so.
Yoga class?
I don't think they're going
to
say that.
Say it. Say it to me.
Say it to my face.
Yeah, say it right to my face on the Zoom with this stranger.
Oh, man. You're going to get HR on the horn real quick.
Real quick. Real quick.
Okay. You're doing you.
But yeah, so, I mean, lastly, New Year's Eve, we were talking about it, how Jet and I signed up for a 30-day yoga challenge. Speaking of why I went to hot yoga today, you got to get it in.
Yeah.
Jet and I skipped day two.
Okay, and that's not how those are supposed to go, right? The 30-day challenge. You're not supposed to just skip days.
No, but we were also saying there are 31 days in January, and there's a 30-day challenge. So, you know, they also said that we could do, like, a couple two-a-days, and we could put a sticker on the day if we wanted to, so...
That make you feel better?
Yeah, definitely. I'm like, I can skip a couple, but I'm gonna do at least 30 hours of hot yoga, which is more than you can say.
That's true. That's more than I can say. You got me there. Like, I don't know why you're attacking me. Because you skipped day two of a 30-day challenge. Once again, you can't commit.
But went back.
Okay.
Went back.
I respect it. I mean, you're went doing today. The yoga, clearly. You know, it's clearly your priority.
Right.
Above all else. So, more power to you, sister. That's good stuff.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Not much, partner. I had a crazy weekend of sports. As you're familiar with working at the NFL, you know, my Pittsburgh Steelers somehow got into the playoffs with that crazy scenario, you know,
yeah.
Where they had to beat the Ravens.
You tweeted a very funny photo.
Yeah, I tweeted a little picture. I was like, I got to capitalize on this, you know, for my following. They know I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So I just tweeted a pic of me in like a giant Steelers helmet wearing my Steelers jacket. And then it said like mood, you know, like the influencers do. So that was pretty funny. That did pretty well for me. Maybe not as well as your butt cheeks tweet.
Right.
But it was up there. It was good stuff.
Yeah, that was great. No, the picture did well. I mean, it made me laugh.
Good. That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Brett and I, Erica, are using our AMC A-listers accounts more. I know you have one of those with you and Jetty, right? That's
it's
when you can go.
It's been months.
Yeah. Shout out to AMC, though, for what all they're doing. You know, with that. You get to see 3 movies a week. It's about $24. They've been robbing us, Erica.
For
both
months.
Of us, it's out for months, because I've just been giving them that money.
Four of us, because
all four
our
of us.
Significant others pay it, too.
24 times 4, and that's how much money AMC has been taking from us. That's how corporations
work. So that's almost $100 a month.
That's a lot. And we haven't seen any movies, so we decided, hey, like, we should fix this. So we went to the movies. I saw Licorice Pizza, which
was
very good.
That?
It was great. I love it. And I'm a huge fan of Haim, as everyone knows on the show. I like Taylor Swift and Haim, and those are the only two artists I really care about. And so Alana Haim is the lead.
Okay.
That was a lot of fun.
And
then
it's
I saw
a Wes
Spider-Man.
Anderson film? Is that what that is?
Paul Thomas.
Right.
Yeah. So not Wes. So
same thing, right?
No, not at all. Erica, okay. I don't know. I don't have that much else going on. You know how, you know, Brady and I are always like, I'm trying to get him to do bits.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a comedian. And so are you. And like you and Jet, you know, have a similar rapport. I think she's a little more cooperative.
Yeah. Jet's very fun.
But, like, I would say spousal improv overall not going great.
Okay.
Just earlier today, I was doing this bit where I was just pretending to be, like, this random old-timey bystander. And, like, the dog was nearby. And I said, excuse me, sir, is this your dog? Why, it's magnificent. Say, is this beast for sale? Like, you know, how they talk in the old times. And he just said no. He said no. And then he went on about, like, why is our life just, like, a constant improv class? So
he got upset about it.
Yeah, because I was like, why? Like, you literally said no, and that's the problem. You have to yes and.
Right.
So that's sort of my couples update. I don't know if you feel bad about that or if there's anything I can do on my end to maybe make him participate more.
Yeah, no, I mean, Brett's a hard one to crack. It seems like you really got to get him in the mood for jokes, and if he's not, then I feel like maybe you need to read the room a little bit more. Like, if he's really kind of feeling good and having a good day. Comedy-wise, then you lay on a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's tough with the improv, because we're definitely jokesters. You know?
Right.
That's one of, you know, the things I love about him is a good sense of humor.
Right.
But I think once it becomes improv and we're playing characters and doing stupid things, I don't know.
Right.
But I guess that's something for me to figure out and maybe not air out here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, couples update interlude with me is Jet and I sing songs all the time. Like, everything I do is like a sing song.
Yep.
And normally she like sings right back, and we always like joke and dance to these songs. Like, Jet will famously like twerk to an alarm that will go off or whatever. Like, she's great. But I was singing the other night, and she's back at school, you know, winter break's over.
Yep.
And
back in the
all
grind.
Of a sudden, she sings songs back, and it's just like, you're so fucking annoying, and I seriously mean it. I wish you'd leave me alone. And I was like, So then I stomped out of the room and went into my office, because we have a couple bedrooms, Emma.
Yes. Yeah, you have a lot
of
space.
In this duplex. So yeah. I like was like, fine, I'll leave you alone. And then she came in, and she's like, well, it's just hard to study when you're like singing all the time.
Oh, shit. She turned the bit against you. And she's studying hard, and she has a couple of friends, right? A couple of girlfriends.
Yep.
Who she studies with, she's close
with. Exactly.
It's kind of just like a group thing.
Yeah.
Maybe one. She's really close with one of them, right?
Really close with one. Significantly close with one.
That's great. Yeah, that's good. And the service still not great? Where she is? Where she's studying?
You know what? Actually, that's a good question. I haven't heard from her for a few hours, yeah, actually. And she is at the lab.
Yeah. Yeah, she's at the lab underground there. Probably not a great signal.
Right. You know, so it's tough to text, for sure.
Speaking of Jet, Rick.
It's her birthday.
Her birthday is coming up, and we're going to you planning this excursion, really trendy thing. We're going to go throw axes.
An axe throwing bar,
yes. It's an axe throwing bar, drinking and throwing axes.
Which sounds very fun. Everyone's really excited about it. Well, everyone except for one.
Yes, and that one is me. I'm not interested in the throwing of the axes. I'm not like, listen, it's her birthday. She can do whatever the hell she wants. She wants us all sit on fucking cactuses and I'll do it. Like, you know, or all these, I'll stand by while everyone else does it. Right. And that's sort of what I'm doing here. So I apologize, Erica. I kind of made you call the place and be like, hey, can my little friend sit and watch?
Yeah.
Does she have to throw the axes? Because I don't want that some jackass there being like, come on, throw it.
Right.
So I kind of avoided that.
Right.
Are you mad?
You know, I'm not mad at all. I figured it, and it's kind of funny because Jet did too. Originally, we were just going to pick a dinner place, which we did have a dinner reservation.
Normal.
With a speakeasy that was really cool, but it's closed because of COVID, the speakeasy part.
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes from my apartment, and this other place is maybe as far away from my apartment as it could possibly be. Continue.
Right. K-Town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. but so Jet was like, well, I kind of want to do something fun. Like studying is so hard and like, I'm so stressed. Like I want to just like be with my
friends. Blow some steam.
And so she found this bar and was really excited about it and said, do you think Emma's going to be pissed?
no, not pissed, but that's funny that you guys knew I would be having none of that.
Right.
So I
think I texted you. I'm like, you don't even want to throw one axe, like just throw one axe at a dart, like a target board. And you're like, no.
No, nothing in me has that desire, Erica. And you know, Eleanor Roosevelt once said, do something every day that scares you. And to that I say, I don't fucking think so, Eleanor. Okay. I don't care. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do anything that scares me. Why would I do that? That's uncomfortable and it's dangerous. And I have a whole life ahead of me.
You're not going to like chop off your toes. You're throwing it across a room.
Maybe my own scalp. I don't want anything to do with that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not for me. I can't
People
wait to watch you all do
are
it.
Typing out how much of a dud you are as we speak.
Yeah, I don't care, Erica. You know, I spent enough time trying to be cool. Okay, and it didn't work out so great for me. So I'm pretty confident in doing what I want nowadays.
Yep.
So the peer pressure is not going to get to me, and you can call me a dud all you want. But I ain't throwing no axe. All right, partner?
Nice.
All right. Before we move on real quick, I just had something on my mind, and I don't know if we need like a new segment for this.
Okay.
Maybe it should be its own segment, but basically, I just have been on my mind. I need to get it off the old chest. So, Evie always smells like essential oils when she gets back from your duplex, and Brett and I, we hate it. It covers up like her natural, cute little baby smell.
Mm-hmm.
She has this cute little baby dog smell, and it takes weeks for it to go away. And so, like, don't get me wrong, we're really appreciative that you're watching the dog, but like, what are you doing with the oils over there that it's seeping into my dog's skin?
Yeah, I, you know, at first when I saw you write this, it made me laugh because I am such a weirdo with Thor that whenever he stays somewhere else and doesn't smell like me or like our house, I give him a bath when I take him home.
Okay, you get
because
it.
Because I get really upset when he doesn't, you know, smell like that. But I don't think our house do you think our house smells like essential oils when you come over a lot? Or just Evie smells different when she gets home?
Your house, it's not like coming, like when I'm over, like it smells good, you know what I'm saying? Like with the oils and whatever. I don't think it has like any kind of smell that I like notice it, but I notice it a lot when the dog comes home and she smells like, you know, lavender or whatever. Like it's just like my dog shouldn't smell like a certain kind of scent.
Right, right.
But again, I decided to tell you that because it's tough, you know.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad
you
did. You
can hear my dog
because...
in the background there. She's shaking. She doesn't like that.
So. Yeah, no, I can totally relate to it, and I give Thor a bath when I pick him up from your house. He doesn't smell like oils, but he smells like shit, so I just wash him.
Well played.
All right, Broads, we've caught you up on all things Ricky and Veep. Now we've got to pay the bills.
Yeah. Should we do BetterHelp first, Erica? You know why I want to do it first? BetterHelp has helped my health, Erica, because they purchase ads through 2020 fucking two.
Yes. All right?
That makes my health better and makes my wallet real healthy, too.
Yes, absolutely. So, Emma, what interferes with your happiness?
Stress.
The inability to write.
Writer's block. Yes, writer's block, stress, anxiety. You name it. It gets in the way of my happiness.
Yeah, definitely. So I feel like it's so important that we take care of our mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that all that BetterHelp has to offer is a really great resource for our listeners. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
And Erica, they're not going to pair you with some schlub off the street who doesn't get you, okay? They're going to find someone like cool as hell who gets you, you know, not some clown.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can connect in a safe and private online environment.
Yes.
So convenient. You can start communicating in under 48 hours with the pandemic and everything going on. It's so difficult to get a therapist and you have to go through all these different things. BetterHelp takes that out for you. You can send a message to your counselor anytime. Crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. All without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room.
Ugh, there is nothing worse than sitting in a waiting room, having people around you just like probably guessing what's wrong with you, Erica. This is the privacy you deserve, okay?
It's just do you do that? That I do that.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
always like, oh,
yep.
shit.
And that's why I know other people are judging me.
Right.
Not on BetterHelp.
Yeah, absolutely. So this service is available for clients worldwide, licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, anger, sleeping, trauma, family conflicts, LGBT matters, which Emma, you know a lot about.
Sure.
Grief, self-esteem.
Everything.
Anything you share is confidential, convenient, professional, affordable. Butt cheeks. Like I tweeted butt cheeks for the first time as my first verified tweet. Maybe I need to talk to someone about that, and I probably should.
There's probably a lot to unpack there.
Like why I felt the need to tweet that, you know what I mean?
Yes. Why couldn't you tweet something legitimate? Like why are you, what are you hiding? Who are you? What's bothering you that you have to hide behind a funny word?
Right? Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, Emma, in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
Oh, thank Christ, Erica. The people out there right now, they're not. I mean, the people with BetterHelp are excellent, but the others, I don't know. Subpar.
Right.
You got to go to BetterHelp if you want a real counselor.
Broads, I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/broadcast. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health.
Yep.
Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/broadcast.
And that's HELP. That's H as in horse, E as in elation, L as in listen up and buy this, and P as in Patricia. Help,
right?
Not health, dumbass.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that. And you know what else I love, buddy?
What? Tell me.
Just guess.
Money.
Nope.
Your dog.
Nope.
Athletic Greens.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh man,
love
our next
greens.
Partner. Our next partner has a product I literally use every day, and I started taking Athletic Greens because, frankly, they sent it to us, and I had no idea what it was, and I wasn't into taking a different supplements or green juice, and it looked kind of gross.
Okay,
and I was like, and I no, but I you know when you see a big cup of green juice or green water looking thing, I was not. I was nervous.
Yep,
I was so surprised. It tastes so good. And it's sweet. And it got to the point where Jet, my girlfriend, is now ordering it 24/7.
That's awesome.
Because she's obsessed with it. And she's always asking me to go get more product and everything. It makes you feel good. You know, Emma, I've seen your medicine cabinet. Here's your fish oil. Here's your vitamin D.
Yeah,
here's
everything.
Your zinc. And this is all in one scoop. Literally, all you do is pour a scoop of it into water and drink it. And you're good for the week.
That's so convenient, Erica. And if you're someone like me in terms of like what you eat, if you eat a lot of like frozen pizzas, okay, maybe Hot Pockets, like all that convenient stuff, candies, you're going to want to invest in Athletic Greens right fucking now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so awesome. It tastes good. It's lifestyle friendly. I'm literally sipping it right now. It's lifestyle friendly, so you're gluten-free, vegan, dairy, all that
perfect
good stuff.
Perfect for
you. Absolutely. Yep. And you know what I love, Emma, too? Like, sometimes when you're drinking, like, these sports drinks or a protein shake or whatever, there's, like, a lot of extra shit in there, too.
Yes.
It still tastes as good as it does. And I keep selling the taste is because a lot of people see green, like, a big cup of green, and they're like, what the hell is this? I don't want, like, a grass drink.
Yep.
It's, like, sweet. Like, it actually tastes so good.
Yum,
but it has
yum,
less than 1 gram of sugar. Like, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals. It supports better sleep quality and recovery, supports mental clarity and alertness. Jet's in school. She
That's
drinks
important.
It every day, feels better when she's studying. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Emma,
oh, wow.
I told you for your New Year's resolution to order every menu on the Starbucks thing.
Every item.
That's going to be expensive.
Yeah, it is. And I have to do that. But listen, cut the lattes out, okay?
Right.
You guys, cut it out. You know, use that money more wisely. You need these vitamins, and you should trust me on that. You have my word. You know, put this green stuff in your drink. It's delicious.
Shut up and drink it. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health.
Yep.
To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
Oh my God.
All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/broads. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/broads to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Nice. Love Athletic Greens. Good stuff, Erica. You read the hell out of that.
Thanks, buddy. You totally supplemented me in that reading. Like, you really did add a lot. And also, buddy, we were looking at the ad tracker today.
Yep.
And, you know, old Tina from All Things Comedy has to...
Shout out to Tina and All Things Comedy. Great network.
Great network. We didn't realize that she had to go through and listen to these ads.
Yes.
And then... you know, clip them off for the sponsors. So
we got
a little kick out of that this morning.
I have to say, I think on behalf of both of us, Erica, we're sorry, Tina.
Yeah, like we're so sorry.
Especially about the Manscaped stuff. Like, we didn't know anyone was listening, to be fair. Like, we didn't think you were listening. And then we went into the ad tracker.
And there it was, clipped off.
And it clipped off all of them.
Every single one.
There's evidence of all of that. And so we're sorry. You have to listen to that. Maybe we'll do a better job.
I think we did a better job today, for sure.
I think so. If you're listening and you're like, hey, they did a better job with the ads today, then go ahead and send us a regular tweet or maybe a review saying like, hey, their ads rock. I love Athletic Greens. So I'm drinking it right now. Yum, yum, yum. Something like that.
And for real, Rebecca, if you've gotten this far, for real, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so now you know what time it is.
Q and broads. That was a good one.
Budget's a little tight right now.
Yeah, we can't get that. Can't get that jingle from Dick Banks. Shout out. But yeah, I can't wait to do some Q and broads, Erica. This is sort of the one. It's kind of self-explanatory, but I'll explain it anyway. Listeners always sending us questions, Erica. Name an avenue. They're sending it that way. You know, Twitter.
Right.
Reviews, Gmail, like personal mail, you know, sending it to my home address, my parents' address.
Yep.
We're getting all sorts of questions all the time. And so we just like to set aside this time to kind of answer them for you guys.
Right.
So I can't wait to just bang through these.
Absolutely. So at Butt Cheeks Susie,
Hey,
I saw that your first verified tweet was Butt Cheeks, and I felt like it was a code word or something. Parentheses, see my username. You trying to smash?
Oh, nice, Butt Cheeks Susie.
Okay.
What do you think?
I feel like it was just a coincidence.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you writing in.
Okay, you're not trying to?
No.
Okay, that's a hard no. This next one is from at Tina McClark. Hi there, my daughter was assigned to listen to this trash for her Reality TV is Ruining the Planet class of University of Phoenix Online College. So she lost it in the car on the way to our spin classes. We're very close, so I live next door to her on campus and work out with her 7 times a week. Wow, it's very close. I actually kind of like this show, past tense, because now you don't have guests and nobody cares about your boring-ass lives. Next.
Oh.
Jeez. Is that really a question?
I don't know. So it started off like, that she really liked the show.
Yeah, I was encouraged by the way that comment started, Erica.
Right. I don't think we're reality TV either, but...
No, I think that Tina is mistaken. And not much of a question. I guess she's right. We don't really have guests. We, at the top of the show, we mentioned we don't need them. You know, they're useless kind of thing.
Right.
But listen, I'm glad to have a fan no matter what. Hopefully you're still listening, even if you don't like it. I don't really care.
Yeah,
money's money. Streams are streams.
Absolutely, they all add up.
Yep.
At I'm single and ready to mingle.
Hmm.
Read a lot of reviews about loving Ricky Hollywood, but that just made me want to rate the show 0 stars 30 times.
Damn.
Because Emma is clearly the better sister.
I am the better sister, Rick.
Yeah, you are.
Perhaps I'm a little biased. We are a couple of sisters over here, the two of us. Two of us girls. Listen, I'll take it. That's a compliment to me.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
At Jack Jim James.
Mm.
I'm watching The Bachelorette because my GF's aunt forces us to, but it made me laugh because you two are way too ugly. you literally never be cast. Wow.
That's it? There's nothing else?
Erica, how many of these are questions? That's just a shot for no reason at us being ugly. I mean, I don't think we're trying to be cast on The Bachelorette.
Right.
I guess I'll speak for myself, but thanks for letting us know, Jack, that we're not, you know, we don't look the part.
Yeah, on this audio program.
Yeah.
At Kelsey Donut in my butt _ love it.
Oh, wow. That sounds descriptive. Okay.
I actually like when Emma posts pictures of her dog, Ellie.
Mm.
Better than hearing her voice. Yuck City, am I right?
Oh, jeez. Kelsey, I don't know if that was necessary. I go, Erica, they keep setting us up, but they think... Like, they like us, and then
right.
they're, you know, owning us there in the second half. Again, I wish some of these were questions.
That's not even your dog's name.
It's not my dog's name, and Yuck City seems excessive. Mm. I think this is something that we need to talk about offline.
But in the tone of the show, like, Yuck City is something we would say.
It's definitely something we would say. That's interesting. I think maybe we need a better producer.
Yeah.
Than our current guy who just clearly is phoning it in.
Right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right. This next one is from at Barefoot Contessa Wannabe Chef. I lost the recipe for the pretzel snack you posted in your last blog. Can you repost that sometime soon? Dying to make it for my yoga instructor, Jeremy, this week and can't find the measurements anywhere. How the hell am I supposed to get under his downward dog, if you catch my drift, without that salty snacky? Erica,
Wrong show, maybe?
I love that it's a question. I think this is maybe the wrong forum. I don't think she's in the right spot. Maybe this is like a Reddit post gone wrong.
Right.
Like,
and she commented on the wrong one or something.
Like, barefoot is close to broad. Not too much. I don't know.
No.
I mean, could we come up with the recipe, maybe?
Yeah, I guess.
It's not our responsibility. I don't know.
Just Google, I guess.
I hope that she gets with Jeremy, though.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Get under his downward dog. Hey, yep. We totally caught your drift there.
100%.
Barefoot Contessa Wannabe
Chef. I don't think you'd ever need to ask us that.
Right.
We always follow.
At Hillary _ Man MD.
Hmm.
Hi, girls. My name is Dr. Man. Two N's, LOL. And I love the show. However, whenever you post social clips, I can't help but notice how inflamed and itchy your skin looks.
Oh.
What type of laundry detergent do you use? Laundry detergents can trigger a condition called contact dermatitis, which presents as a red, itchy rash that may be widespread or confined to specific areas like the armpits and groin.
Jeez.
Do your groins hurt and are they sweaty and no one wants to go near them, maybe? I think switching to a hypoallergenic brand will remedy this immediately. Good luck.
Wow.
I
didn't know our skin looked inflamed
from the quick social clips
and to just jump down to the groin area.
Right.
I don't know. Is this like the situation you're gonna have? You saw the news story where like there was a nurse at a hockey game and she noticed like a growth on a coach's neck or something.
I saw that.
And she kind of like helped him. Because it was perhaps cancerous. And
it was.
Maybe that's what she's saying to us, sort of. Like, except that we just have, like, rashes everywhere.
Just, like, ugly-ass skin.
And it might be our detergent.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I just use, like, standard Tide, maybe.
Yes. I use the Tide Sport because I'm always working out.
The pods?
A lot of sweat. No, just the regular deterge.
Oh, you just pour the liquid stuff in?
Yeah, shout out to Ty, by the way. I love those guys. I love what they're doing. If you ever want to sponsor the show, please go ahead and do so. You can reach out to Tina at All Things Comedy.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Well, all good notes, I guess. I guess we didn't have a ton of questions there, but...
No, we got to talk to our producer.
Yes, seriously. Steve, what the hell are you doing?
Steve, jackass.
Right? All right, you guys, that's a goddamn wrap. Yep. Happy 2022 mm-hmm. for the second time.
Should we just do it on every show, Aragon, this year?
Yeah.
Wish everyone a happy new year.
Since you guys, have a happy new year.
Hey, happy new year, you guys. You know, it's July. I think we should do that. That's funny. That's good. That's comedy. All right,
I'm down. And cool. We will, I'm sure, have a lot to report from Emma at the Axe Throwing Bar next week. And make sure to wish Jet a happy birthday on Twitter or Instagram broadcast Instagram handle. I'll post a photo of her
tomorrow. In the reviews section of this show.
Yes.
You can always get the reviews. I don't care what you write in there. You could be, it could be an email to your mom. Or maybe your therapist. I don't care who you're writing it to. Just put it right in the reviews because then we get that review. You know what I mean? I don't, Erica, we don't care about the contents of the review.
Right.
Maybe not. Try to make it not profane to some extent. But go ahead and write whatever you want in there. Maybe use it as like a draft for an email that you want to write like your ex-boyfriend that you want to get back together.
Circling up on this. Following up.
A work email. Yep.
To circle back.
Good.
I love that. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. I'll see you on another time.
Next time.